Module 8, Overcoming Collaborative Writing Barriers. As with any group or project, the team can experience collaborative barriers. Some can be caused by the work itself, such as writer's block or trouble with research, while other barriers are caused by team members and problems with leadership. It is important to address the possibility of any barriers at the beginning of the project and let employees know how they can be reported or handled. Practice T-shaped management. The idea of T-shaped management refers to the emphasis on individual accountability and the group collaborative performance. T-shaped management allows for the performance objectives to be combined with the group goals, which leads to better collaboration and overall success of the project. Because of this, the team leader should look into what motivates the group and use this to set achievable goals that employees feel they can work toward. During this transition, it is also important for the team leader to provide timely feedback, leadership coaching, as well as periodic reviews, so employees can see their progress as an individual, as well as how they are contributing to the group. Tips for T-shaped management: measure and track team member progress, create performance plans for the individual as well as the group, set realistic goals, building a network of alliances. In many collaborative groups, a common barrier is the lack of communication or even consultation between team members. Some members can develop a problem with asking for help, while another may not be so willing to share what they know. In cases such as these, it is a good idea to encourage team members to build a network of their alliances. Team members are more reluctant to seek information from their teammates if they do not know them very well, which can lead to trying to finish their assignment with missing or incorrect information. This is not beneficial to the group. The team leader should implement ways in which team members are able to improve communication and intrapersonal relationships with each other, such as regular team meetings, both formal and informal, workflow diagrams with team member names and titles, communicate through social media, and even hold team social events. Activities like these will help team members become more social with each other and eventually allow them to build better group relationships. Implementing enablers. Enablers are a business tool used by team leaders that allow group members to be equipped with the necessary information and know-how to collaborate successfully with other team members, as well as enable other team members to do the same. The theory of implementing enablers is that once one or more employees are enabled with the right information and structure to collaborate in the group, they will in turn spread to other team members as well. Once every team member feels confident that they have the right information to contribute to the group, they will be able to collaborate more successfully. Enablers are a great tool for strengthening intergroup communication, improving problem-solving skills in team members, and help keep teammates focused on the project by keeping everyone involved. Assessing the culture and areas for improvement. A common mistake that occurs when leaders try to improve collaboration is the absence of assessing the group culture and determining what elements of the group should be improved. Oftentimes, leaders may assume the group is not collaborating because they do not get along or they are having trouble working together, when in reality the group may simply lack the knowledge of the project or need assistance with establishing communication among each other. Before the team leader can attempt to improve the collaboration, they must find the root problem first. Some tools that can help assess areas for improvement include self-assessment tools such as surveys or employee quizzes, group meetings, one-on-one employee meeting, request employee feedback and opinions. Case study. Robert was concerned about his collaboration group. When he assessed some of the problems, he found that many of his members seemed to lack the motivation to participate in group activities, while others seemed to only work well when they worked individually. One of the first things Robert did was held a group meeting and took his time to encourage everyone to get to know everyone better. They used this time for socialization so that the team could build an alliance within their team and feel confident about speaking with each other. Secondly, Robert pulled aside two of his top workers and shared his concerns with them. He asked them to act as group enablers and asked that they interact with more of the other team members to help them interact more with others, hopefully pulling other team members out of their shell. Robert hoped these actions would help solve some of the barriers the team was experiencing and improve group morale.